What?
Just the license plate on the car that just passed us. Braxton.
Oh, so he's your nemesis now.
The fiend! I will not allow his villainy to remain unthwarted.
Please, Lord Braxton, have mercy on us. My poor mother is ill, and we need money for her medicine. And with my poor sisters all near starving, we simply don't have a penny to spare.
Ah, my pretty, you forget. You also need to pay your rent to me.
But we can't pay the rent.
You must pay the rent.
But we can't pay the rent.
You must pay the rent.
But we can't pay the rent.
You must pay the rent.
But we can't pay the rent.
You must pay the rent.
Fear not, Miss Polly. I will pay the rent.
Oh, Stan, you saved me, my hero.
Curses, foiled again.
I don't know, though. Braxton could also be a butler's name.
Oh, how very.
Yes, a loyal and honest servant who has his ladyship's best interest at heart at all times.
His ladyship's?
In fact, he secretly loves her from afar, but their difference in station makes it a romance which can never be. Oh, dear. With Lord Willoughby lost in the war and the creditors breathing down my neck, our circumstances are quite dire. But I will not let it be said that I do not care for those under my roof. Here, Braxton, is your salary.
Madam forgets, you have already paid me my salary.
Don't be a fool. Of course I have not.
Far be it from me to contradict you, Lady Darla, but I cannot in good conscience accept twice my agreed-upon wages. Besides, with that amount, you could afford to relieve yourself of at least one of your creditors and still afford the hat you meant to wear to Lady Cavendish's tea this afternoon.
Braxton, are you refusing your wages so that I may indulge my vanity in a new hat?
I would never, Lady Darla.
I don't know. Perhaps Braxton's more of an action name.
Well done, Mr. Braxton. I put quite a lot of time and planning into stealing a nuclear warhead. And if you'll believe it, making people believe I'd actually use it so they'd be willing to pay the kind of ransom I demand, well, that was even harder. I must give you credit. Who would have thought a pair of undercover policemen would have come so close to bringing down my carefully orchestrated plans? It's too bad for you that you've lost your gun and I have your partner tied up at my feet.
Brax, don't worry about me. You've got to stop her.
It's gonna be okay, Sarah. This scumbag isn't gonna lay a finger on you. She knows if she hurts my partner, I'm gonna kill her.
Interesting. Of course, that does become a problem since I still have my gun while you have lost yours. But just because I'm curious to see what you think you can possibly do, I think I'll kill your partner first, if for no other reason than to make a liar out of you. Care to say goodbye, Mr. Braxton?
Goodbye, scumbag.
Is that the gun I got you for your birthday last year? You said you hated it.
I do, but hey, it was a gift. What are you gonna do?
Wow. 80s action movies much?
Hey, it's what I grew up with.
I'm not getting that vibe, though. Maybe something a little more made-for-TV movie.
Oh, totally. Like he's the guy in the Christmas movie that the main character is engaged to at the beginning of the movie?
And who is totally getting dumped for the small-town hunk who, I don't know, runs the Christmas tree farm.
Merry Christmas, everybody! Ho, ho, ho!
Ginger! Ginger! Where did you go?
I'm over here, Braxton.
Where? Oh,
How about this one? I'm getting a real Norman Rockwell vibe off this one.
Sure. That's fine.
Fine? Just fine? This tree is a holiday miracle waiting to happen. Just look at it.
It looks like a tree.
Oh, come on. Where's your Christmas spirit?
Well, about now, it's in Hawaii on the plane where we were supposed to be before we came out here.
I know. I'm sorry. But with Grandpa feeling sick, I just had to come out here. It's just... Well, seeing the old cabin not even decorated for Christmas, it's not right.
And this tree will help?
Oh, yes.
Then it's the best tree ever. At least the best non-palm tree ever.
Excuse me?
Yes?
We'd like to take this one home.
Oh, congratulations. When I planted this one, I wasn't sure it was going to make it, but grew into the prettiest one in the crop this year. You guys must be having a pretty special Christmas if you're going to take this one home.
And I'm sure that extra special Christmas costs just a little more.
Braxton!
Hey, no worries. We charge by the height of the tree. The extra holiday magic? Well, that's on the house.
Oh, the cheese!
More like eggnog, I think.
You can stop any time.
I can't, actually, since you're the one driving, but stopping is a good idea. Right down the street.
Oh, we're here already?
Yep. Robin? You in?
Just a second, Sam. Hi there.
Robin, this is my friend Darla.
Hi. I'm so excited to meet the little guy.
I'm just so glad we don't have to take him to a shelter.
Well, hey, little guy. Hi, sweetie.
I've been giving him mostly dry food. He seems to like it.
We stopped at a pet store on the way here. Litter box, brush, catnip-filled mice, the works.
Are you sure this is no trouble?
No, this little smush face isn't going to be any trouble at all.
Famous last words there. So, have you thought of a name for him?
You have been listening to What's in a Name, produced by Seat of Our Pants Players, written and directed by Dan Wenzel. Darla was Jill Wenzel. Stan was Dan Wenzel. Braxton was Rick Tennant. Polly and Sarah were Liz Music. Braxton and Santa were Adam Gastingi. The Terrorist was Rebecca Scheimer. Braxton was Aaron Manka-White. Ginger was Brianna Kubi. Braxton was Andrew Dell. Robin was Andy Gastingi. Music and sound effects by www.freesfx.co.uk. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll talk to you later.